with some keys and with something else, bring back to my mind the Spirit of God. And misplaced some keys, and it was something else I had misplaced, and my, was it my cell phone? It might have been. I don't remember. Anyway, I was looking and looking, and that's another thing I want to tell you. If you want God to do something for you, you can't say, "Lord, I don't know where I put it. Show me." Do that if you want to. It'll stay wherever it is. So I just want you to know, faith says, "I'm going to do what? I'm going to look." Because faith without works is what? Dead. If you got some faith and you believe God, you're going to do something. Faith has an action to it. Oh my goodness. I'm trying to help you. I want to be a revelation for somebody. Let me show you something right quick. Keep this. Go to Matthew chapter 9. Let me just show you this. This is what. Is this happening? Matthew chapter 9. You got faith. Don't say you got faith. You not doing nothing. If you got faith, you ought to be doing something.
Yes.
Look what he said now. Now he said, and he entered a ship. He passed his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Watch this. And Jesus, seeing their what?
Amen.
I saw it when I was studying this years ago. I said, "My God, I never saw it before." Jesus, seeing their faith, not hearing it, seeing their faith. In other words, they had some action to what they believed.
Amen.
I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Jesus, seeing their faith, what happened? He said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins have been what? Your sins be forgiven thee." But what I want to take you and show you, that faith, God see your faith. Your faith is you doing something. Hallelujah. If you say you believe him, give him something to work with me. Hi. Glory to God. That's what he's looking for. When he come back, he said, "Will the Son of Man find faith on earth?" Go to Luke chapter 18. This ought to help somebody. Luke 18. Luke 18. The physician. Now you see how one week we may have somebody here, somebody there. It behooves me. I just don't understand. I don't understand how we can say, "I'm going to church. I want to hear the word of God." And we can be satisfied just hearing anything from anybody. I want to warn you. Through scripture. Let's show you something. Luke 18. You see this? Look what Jesus said. Now you have to look at all of this. This is around verse, I'm going to go to verse 6. Luke 18. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though," watch this, "he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them," how?
Speedily.
"Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what?"
Amen.
Looking for faith on earth. Now what this is a woman who want to be avenged of her adversary. This is just a crash course. She knew that this was the judge. He had what she needed. He was an unjust judge. He didn't regard, look what he said. Look what he said about himself. This is around verse 4. "And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not what? God, nor what? Regard man." You're going to go up against some people like that. They don't fear God. And they don't regard man. Hallelujah. This is what he said. But watch what he said too. He said, "Yet, because this," watch it, "this widow troubleth me," that means she kept coming back, "I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming, she what? He she needed, and she wasn't going to give up till she got it.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me. We throw our hand up, forget it. Don't forget you got what I want.
Uh-huh.
Give me what I want. I'm not going to leave till I get it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to be long-suffering. We not, and I put down five words when I looked at this passage, and I've shared this with you before. First of all, you've got to recognize you need a system. That's number one. In other words, I need help. And this is how you pray. This will show you how y'all to go before and offer a prayer. Recognize you need a system. Stop thinking that you can do it on your own. You need a system. And then the next thing, watch this. She didn't change. She was consistent. In other words, every time she went back, it was the same thing. She asked for the same thing. I want to be avenged of my adversary. I want to be avenged of my adversary. I can show you this, but I'm trying to get back over to Hebrew. She was consistent. But then listen to this. And even though she knew she needed a system, and that was the person that gave it, that had what she needed, that could give it to her, and she was consistent, in the midst of that, she met resistance. So put a little star by that. Resistance. So what you do when you get resistance? Stop, turn around? No, you don't. Let me show you the other two words he gave me. When the God showed me that, I said, my God. Said, this is good, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. She was persistent. In other words, even though I meet resistance, I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to still go back. So got what I need. And then the fifth thing is this. You got what I need? I started off by needing a sister. I was consistent in the face of resistance. I was persistent, but I'm not leaving. You call that being insistent. I said, what will it, Lord, give it to me? Insistent. In other words, I'm insisting that I get what I need. I'm not going to need till I do. My God. Did that help anybody? Did that help anybody? That will add, watch this, that will add to your prayer life some structure. You won't be all over the place. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when you go before him, Lord, I need help, and you're the one that I'm coming to. I know you can do it. And then the next day, Lord, I'm here again. I still need for you, praise God, to change the heart. I need for you to, praise God, make a way. I need favor in this position. I need to, praise God, help on this job. Don't change. Don't be fooled because they recognize one day. No, but in the face of that, they tell you, well, you got a pink slip. I'm going to move you, and I'm going to put you in another location. That's all right. Go back. Be persistent. Here, I'm back again, Lord. I told you in the beginning I need assistance from you, Lord. I'm still here making the same plea, Lord. I know that they've told me what they can't do, but I know what you can do, Lord. I'm here, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm giving you your word. Your word said. And then start giving his word. That's why you need the word. Your word said. Men are the fiction of the righteous, but you deliver us out of all of them. Your word said. Yea, all that will live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Lord, your word say, give him his word back. Make it sense? Then be insistent. Lord, you say it. Do it for your glory. Get your glory out of it. Get your glory out of it. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know that was a little fast, but that's a crash course. That's what it's called. Crash course. Praise God. That was just a crash course. That's what you got to do. Lord, I know in the face of all of this, all the opposition, all the negative talk, all the backstabbing, all the lying and this and that and up, Lord, you said you were going to do it. Lord, you said, I'm waiting on you.
Amen.
Lord, the battle doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. Give it to him. Give it to him. Got a hand. The only thing that I would say between that is time. In between it, it seemed like, and then by the way, I've shared this before. Christ went before God three times.
Amen.
He said, if it's your will, let this cup pass. He went back the second time. Same prayer. Didn't he do it? And then he went back the third time. And then he said the last time, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody ought to praise him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. It may not, but does that mean that you're in unbelief? You may want to do like Gideon. You just want to be sure. Because there's a lot of voices going out here. And Gideon, he put out, praise God, they call it fleecing. Three times, he said, if it's you, Lord, and you telling me to do this, praise God, let it rain everywhere except in this bowl.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And the next morning, the bowl was dry. And then he said, Lord, this me again. If it's you that told me to do this, and remember he told Gideon to go, praise God. I need to show you some of this, but I'm getting away from Hebrew. He told Gideon, praise God, to go and fight the Midianites. And Gideon was down in the valley threshing wheat. And Gideon was saying, God called him a valiant man, a victory. I'm not no valiant man. Me? I'm threshing wheat in the valley. You don't thrash wheat in the valley, you thrash wheat on the mountaintop. So when you throw it up, the wind can blow the chaff away. He down there because he was afraid. But look what God called it in the valley. Valiant man. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. He called Peter stone. Changed his name. His name was Simon. He called him Peter. Because he vacillated. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Unbelief does not mean you're unbelief because you do it more than once. What happened, they did not change. She didn't change. She didn't change what she asked for. Well, Lord, I thought I want him to stay, but I don't know now. She didn't change. She was consistent. It's a good question. I don't know what that's the answer that you're looking for, but that's a good question. Yes. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking for more. In doing so, that's what God wants.
It adds structure to it. So you're not just way out here. Remember, I said you go to him because you believe that he is. You call that needing what? A system. You got the answer. And so you don't just change up. You go back. If you have to go back, or while you're praying, your prayer is what? And by the way, you read that Jesus is the one telling this. He's the one. All I did, I just labored it. You know, he's telling you this. I could stop and teach you this, but when you go back, you can see she didn't change. She kept saying, I want to be avenged of my adversary. She didn't change. And he's the one saying this. What he was highlighting was her faith. Her faith. In the face of opposition. I call it resist.
But once we start praying, really to start going towards God, isn't that one of the main things that we face with? Once we really submit ourselves and start going towards that and developing prayer life,
the prayer life will be just as easy as breathing. Amen. If you start doing what it says here, and not start asking God for things. A lot of prayer, listen, and I want to get off into this. But a lot of prayer lives consist of asking God for things, and sometimes we don't do it until we get into a situation. When God wants to be praised, he wants to be honored. It's nothing more than thank him, praise God, for direction when you get up in the morning. Order my steps. Show me where to go. Lord, listen, let me tell you what I do. It might sound foolish to you. Even if I'm riding with somebody, I'm going to say, Lord, give us a paw. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a parking space. Let me tell you something. I said this before and I say it again. Don't let nobody talk you out, and don't you talk yourself out of igniting the Lord in all your ways. See, you can become so common, and you can be, think you become so familiar with God until, you know, it takes some things for granted. Let me tell you something. Nothing is too small to acknowledge God. Because if you stop and think about a great God, everything is looking for him. Thank you, Jesus. Everything. thing is small. Nothing is bigger than your God. And nothing is too hard for your God. And while I'm at it, nobody's so good you don't need saved, and nobody's so bad you can't be saved. While I'm at it. So you look at people, you give up on them. Nobody is so bad that they can't be saved. And nobody's so good that they don't need to be. And you can be in church, you can hold position, you can be pastors, amen, and still not be saved. Lord knows I'm going to tell you the truth. I put out a post today, I owe you the truth. I see a hand.
Yeah, this is what my brother said when I was talking to him. He told me he was going to dig in his bone. I said, now I'm worried. He said, well, if you worry, don't pray. If you pray, don't worry.
He told you right. I remember I had to go to court with one of my boys. Been years ago. And we were going each day. And they had, and this was nobody but the Lord, but I had prayed. I said, Lord, give us favor. And that's why I pray. I don't try to impress anybody with my prayers. Got to be long, drawn, listen. Get to the point. God already know your heart. So I said, now, Lord, give us favor. Reveal, let truth be revealed when we go in this courtroom. But that's what I was saying. And we got in the courtroom, and this is the truth. As the lawyer was picking the jurors, he stopped and came to me. And I didn't even know the process. I did not even know the process that's been ordered for you to put someone in that jury box, peers, people of your own peers, that you have the prosecutor and defense attorney can question those jurors, and they can decide on whether they want that person in there or not. They ask you questions. I didn't know that. They're never going through that process. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and that was going on, and he came. He startled me. So he said to me, he says, Earlene, I said, yeah, he said, what you think about that person? Do you want that person to stay on? It wasn't even for me. And I said, yeah. But the next person, he said, what about if I would say no? So he was asking for my advice. Amen. I said, well, thank you. And I'm paying him. He asked for my advice. But anyway, something came back to me through the word of God. And I'm sitting there praying the word of God in my spirit. I'm praying God's word. I had read two passages that came to me during all of this. One was in the book of Psalms. I believe it was 105. It was 105, 106. I can go there and show you. And it said this, that Joseph, he was such an anointed man. And even though you go through something, so listen to what I'm saying. See, we spend all our time murmuring, complaining. You ought to be asking God, what meanest thou this? What does mean that I got to go this way? What it mean that I'm coming up against these people? Lord, show me. This is what the Holy Spirit is. Teach me what to say. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what we do. And we don't do it. We murmur, complaining. While they talk, we try to think what a comeback word. In my mind, I'm saying, help me. I'm being persistent. I'm trying to hear, what is it that I need? So I read where Joseph, he taught senators. Hallelujah. He wasn't even elected official, but God had given him that kind of wisdom. I pray for wisdom. Amen. That's what I ask for. So what you see, you're seeing me praying for wisdom. Thank you. I don't go along with the status quo. When you see me move myself from something, you better believe it's something behind it. Because I've asked the Lord. Amen. And I don't want to get caught up. I know faith come by what? Amen. And hearing by what? I don't want my faith contaminated. Yes. I don't know. I don't want what the Lord is giving me. I don't want my discernment to become dull. Yes. Y'all ain't paying me no attention. Amen. So that's why I search the scripture. I want to know. And then I start seeing what the word says. I said, my God, you're surrounded by people. Can't see this.
Amen.
And so here I am in that courthouse, and another scripture comes to me. It comes out of the book of Proverbs, and it said this: the heart of the king
is in the hand of the Lord. He can turn it like a river, whichever way that he wants to. And while I'm sitting there, I said, Lord, your word said. I start giving God his word back. I said, Lord, your word said that the heart of the king. And I start saying, Lord, you can turn the heart of this judge. You do it. This was my prayer sitting there with my mouth closed. Praying in my heart. Praying in my mind. And I'm not just making this. I got your attention.
God bless you and keep you one more again. Unfortunately, we having some technical difficulties on the end. But did not our hearts burn within us as we just heard that word of God? Hallelujah, to be persistent. Consistent. Because we need assistance in the face of resistance. Consistent. Persistent. Because we need assistance. Even though we're facing resistance, let us keep praying and believing God. God bless you and keep you.